welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. Today I want to think briefly about the Book of Ruth in the Old Testament. I think this is one of the most beautiful books in the Bible. It's a short book in the Bible. It's a very beautiful story that is set in ancient Israel before they had kings during the time of the Judges. But it is crucially important to us as Christians because of who descended from Ruth, as we'll see in a moment. But it's also a really important story for us at the present time because of the social circumstances of Ruth and Naomi, which seem to mirror so much of what is happening in our world at the moment, not least in the refugee crisis across the globe, which seems to get worse and worse as each week goes by, but also in how we welcome other people and show kindness to other people whose lifestyles are different from ours. This is a story about kindness and compassion towards others who may have been thought of as outsiders. So let me just recap the story. There was a famine in Judah, and a family from Bethlehem headed up by Elimelech had to leave their home and escape to an area called Moab. They became refugees and were foreigners in a strange land. Elimelech died and his two sons married Moabite women. One of them is Ruth. And they all stay in Moab for about 10 years, and then Ruth's husband and her brother-in-law also die. So Naomi is now the head of the household, Ruth's mother-in-law, and she decides to go back to Bethlehem. Ruth stays with her, so now Ruth, the Moabite woman, is a foreigner in Bethlehem, and they're so poor and destitute that she ends up scratching around in the dirt in fields that have been harvested, picking up bits of grain to live on. And as she does so, the owner of the fields, a man named Boaz, falls in love with her and marries her. And the child they had together was the grandfather of King David, which is why her story is so important to us, because Jesus himself is descended from Ruth. So these were difficult years for Naomi and Ruth. Naomi was a refugee. They lived in extreme poverty. And then Ruth becomes a destitute foreigner when she moves to Bethlehem with Naomi. They knew great hardship. They knew what it was to be an outsider, as refugees, as foreigners. And we know from the Old Testament that these were difficult days to be an outsider in Israel. The purity laws of Israel forbade intermarrying, and foreigners were seen as the lowest people in society. But for me, here's the interesting thing. When Elimelech moved his family to Moab as refugees, they stayed there for 10 years. So it seems that even as outsiders, as foreigners, as refugees, they must have been welcomed in. And Elimelech's two sons married Moabite women, even when their religious purity laws forbade it. And these two Moabite women, Ruth and Orpah, were welcomed into the family, even though they were foreigners, outsiders. This really is turning into a story of hospitality and welcome for the outsider, isn't it? And then Ruth, this Moabite woman, moves to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law and finds a welcome there. She even finds love there, despite being a foreigner, an outsider, completely destitute. Hospitality and welcome to the outsider is a biblical principle that's written into the history of Jesus' earthly family. And of course, Jesus himself became a refugee when he and Mary and Joseph had to flee to Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod. In these days when we see so many people fleeing from their homelands, how will we respond with hospitality, love, kindness and compassion? It's not easy, of course. We see that in Boaz's reaction to Ruth. In Ruth chapter 4, verses 9 to 10, Boaz says, "I've acquired Ruth the Moabite to be my wife." In his mind, he still refers to Ruth like a piece of property. "I've acquired Ruth." And he still refers to her as the Moabite, an outsider, a foreigner. Boaz was conditioned to view the outsider like that, and yet despite his inbuilt prejudices, he worked hard to see beyond that and meet the needs of this young woman. It would have been hard for him, but he knew it was the right thing to do. And it's not always easy for us to show kindness and compassion to outsiders when we have had years of conditioning inbuilt into us. But the call of Christ on our lives, as Paul says in Romans 12, is for us to be completely renewed in our minds, to see the world in a different way, so that we can show love to everyone as our neighbour. This short story from the Book of Ruth is a story about people who were prepared to step outside their comfort zones to journey into difficult places physically, emotionally, and spiritually, to defy the conventions of the day in the name of love. This short story from the Book of Ruth is a story about people showing love and kindness, sacrificing themselves, sacrificing their long-held opinions and prejudices for the good of others. The Moabites accepted the Jewish family as refugees. The Jewish family accepted the Moabite girls as daughters-in-law. Boaz the Jew accepted the Moabite woman as his wife. Who are you and I called to accept today? Who are the outsiders? Those people whose lives are different from ours, that we are called to welcome in with kindness and compassion and love. These are unprecedented days. We live in a diverse society. People who are different through ethnicity, sexuality, gender, religion, language and culture. And like the people in this story, each one of us is called to step outside of our comfort zone and show welcome, kindness, hospitality and love. And not just because it's the decent, humane thing to do, but because we are following the example of our God, who shows ultimate kindness and hospitality to each one of us. All of us have fallen short of God's standards in our lives. And as Paul writes in Ephesians, at one time we were enemies of God, but through the cross of his Son Jesus, he has welcomed us into a relationship with him. He has shown each one of us kindness, compassion, and love. And so having experienced that ourselves, we are to show kindness, compassion, and love to others. And look how the world was changed by this story of love and welcome. Boaz married Ruth. She gave birth to their son Obed, who became David's grandfather, and Jesus was born of the line of David. An act of kindness that quite literally transformed the history of the world. How much could we transform the lives of other people by showing them kindness and understanding and welcome? What a wonderful opportunity we have to show welcome to others and reflect the values of the kingdom of God through our own lives. Well, I hope you found this podcast helpful. Wherever you are today, my prayer is that you will know God's peace in your heart and that you will have an opportunity to show kindness to someone very different from you, and that you'll be able to live out the principle of love, which is at the very heart of our Christian faith. So thanks for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you again very soon. Bye.